Chapter 19. Timing. By now, you should be getting the point. Porn use is doing you no good, and now is the right time to stop. Timing is important. You have to quit while the facts are fresh in your mind. Society treats internet porn flippantly as a slightly distasteful habit that doesn't injure your health. This is untrue. It's an addiction, a disease, and destroyer of relationships. For many, porn addiction is the worst thing that happens to them in their lifetimes. You need to make a plan to quit. Now, identify the times or occasions when porn appears to be the most important to you. If you're a business person who uses it for the illusion of stress relief, pick a relatively relaxed part of your schedule, or a holiday. If you use porn mainly during boring or relaxing periods, the opposite logic applies. Pick a normally paced section of your schedule. Regardless, take the attempt seriously and make it the most important thing in your life. Look ahead for a period of 3 weeks and anticipate any upcoming event that might lead to failure. Occasions like conference trips, your partner being out of town, a big social event, going to a wedding/funeral, etc. Events like these need not deter you, providing you can anticipate them and ensure you won't feel deprived. Don't attempt to use your willpower to cut down on your porn use as an alternative to quitting entirely. This will only create the illusion that you are sacrificially denying yourself from an enjoyable activity. Whatever you do, do not procrastinate and say, "Not now, maybe later." Work out your timetable and decide right now. Remember, you aren't giving up anything. On the contrary, you're about to receive wonderful gains. For years, the medical profession has viewed porn as harmless without knowing the difference between the tamer static porn of the 1950s versus the latest virtual reality streaming experience. Although every porn user uses internet porn to relieve dopamine craving, it's not addiction to the neurotransmitter that hooks the user, but the brainwashing. An intelligent person could fall for a trick once, but only a fool would continue falling for the same trick even after they realize they're being fooled. Fortunately, most porn users aren't fools, they only think they are. Each individual user has their own private brainwashing. While the goal of the original book was to quit smoking, dealing with nicotine addiction, one of the most addictive drugs known to man, and these personal logs were collected from Reddit, NoFap, blogs, and forums, I was pleasantly surprised to realize that Alan Carr's original philosophy is still applicable. The accumulated knowledge and challenge that Alan Carr and myself undertook is how to communicate that knowledge to each individual user. I know every porn user can not only find it easy to quit, but can actually enjoy the process. But merely knowing this is not only pointless but also exceedingly frustrating, unless I can make the porn user reading this realize it as well. Alan Carr in his original book explains his controversial advice. Many people have said to me, "You say, continue to smoke until you finish the book. This might encourage the smoker to purposefully take forever to read the book or just not finish it at all. Therefore, you should change the instructions." This sounds logical, but if the instructions were, "Quit immediately," most smokers wouldn't even start reading the book. I had a smoker consult me in the early days. He said, "I resent having to seek your help. I know I'm strong-willed. In every other area of my life, I'm in control. Why is it that all these other smokers have been able to quit by using their own willpower, yet I have to come to you? I think I could do it on my own, if I could smoke while I was doing it." Society perpetuates the belief that quitting smoking is incredibly difficult. So, what does a smoker need when something is difficult? Their addiction, smoking. To the smoker, quitting smoking appears to be doubly difficult. Not only is there a difficult task to perform, which is hard enough, but the relief we normally rely on for such occasions isn't available. Perhaps the real beauty of this method is that you don't need to give up while going through the process. Get rid of all fears and doubts initially, so upon finishing the book, you're already enjoying freedom. Here's an analogy. My friend and I intend to swim together. We arrive at the pool at the same time, but rarely end up swimming together. The reason being, she immerses one toe at first and a full 30 minutes later is finally swimming. I think that's slow torture. I know in advance that at some stage, no matter how cold the water is, I'll have to brave it. I've learned to do it the easy way, diving straight in. But if I insisted that my friend also dive in right away, she wouldn't swim at all. Do you see the problem? One of the most subtle aspects of the porn trap is then when we have genuine stress in our lives, we decide it's not the right time to quit. And yet when we have no stress, we also have no desire to stop. Ask yourself, when you first started watching porn, did you decide that you'd continue to depend on it for the rest of your life? Of course not. Are you going to continue to use porn for the rest of your life without ever being able to quit? Of course not. Then when will you quit? Tomorrow? Next year? The year after? Isn't this what you've been asking yourself since you first realized you were addicted? Are you hoping that one morning you'll wake up and just not want to watch porn anymore? Stop kidding yourself. With any addiction, you get progressively more addicted, not less addicted. Are you going to wait until getting out of bed is harder than masturbating? Don't be fooled by thinking that now isn't the right time. Don't be fooled and think it'll be easier tomorrow. We believe that we live stressful lives, but we don't. We've taken the most genuine stress out of our lives. When leaving home, you don't live in fear of being attacked by wild animals. Most of us don't wonder where our next meal will come from or if a roof will be over our heads tonight. Face the facts, our biggest fears are self-created. We fear the future without porn because we feel entitled to our regular supply of free orgasms. The most stressful period for any creature is early childhood and adolescence. But 6 million years of natural selection has equipped us to cope with stress. Many people who grew up with difficult childhoods learn to adjust and lead normal lives. It's cliché to say, if you haven't got your health, you've got nothing, but it's absolutely true. When you feel physically and mentally strong, you can enjoy the highs and handle the lows. There's confusion between responsibility and stress. Responsibility only becomes stressful when we don't feel strong enough to handle it. What destroys most isn't stress, jobs, or old age, but the addictions they turn to cope with them. Look at it this way. You've already decided you aren't staying in the trap for the rest of your life. Therefore, at some point, whether you find it easy or difficult, you'll have to go through the process of getting free. Porn isn't a habit for pleasure, it's a drug addiction and a disease. We've established that far from being easier tomorrow, it will get progressively worse. The time to get rid of it is now, or as near to now as you can manage. Just think of how quickly each week of our lives passes, that's all it takes. Think of how nice it'll be to enjoy the rest of your life without ever increasing shadows of guilt hanging over you. Provided you follow all the instructions, you won't even have to wait 5 days or 3 weeks. You'll not only find it easy to quit, you'll enjoy it. Chapter 20. Will I miss the fun? No. Once the desire to use porn is dead, your body stops craving dopamine, and the chain reaction loop in your brain will start to fade due to lack of use. Any remaining brainwashing will vanish and you'll find yourself both physically and mentally better equipped to handle the stresses and strains of life, as well as enjoying good times to the fullest. The danger to our freedom is the societal influence of those who still demand orgasms as if it were food and oxygen. The grass is greener on the other side, is a universal proverb which highlights the fact that even if we have no basis for the belief, we tend to think others have it better off than we do. Why, in the case of porn, where the disadvantages severely outweigh the illusionary advantages, would the ex-porn user envy those still demanding pornography, masturbation, and orgasm as a way to deal with life? With all the brainwashing from childhood until now, it's understandable why we've fallen into the porn trap. Upon realizing what a fool's errand it is and managing to quit the addiction, would we walk right back into the same trap? It's because of society's propagated belief that porn and sex are equal, sex is an entitlement, and being addicted to pornography is normal. The ex-porn user who hasn't dealt with this brainwashing experiences deprivation and longing for porn. The insecure void, along with deep-rooted fear that they won't have their convenient sexual outlet, that they might be single and without unearned orgasms for a while, causes feelings of anxiety and drives them to find relief in porn. The proof that this is all true is verified by the fact that people who have never been addicted to porn are happy to be free and addicted porn users, even with their brainwashed minds, wish they never used porn in the first place. So why do some X-Porn users envy on these occasions? What about just one peek to recall how good it feels? Remember, just one peek doesn't exist. Stop seeing porn use as an isolated occasion, because it never is. Look at it from the point of view of the average porn user. They don't approve of themselves. If you could observe another porn user, it would be a wonderful boost to help you quit. Notice how quickly they open browser tabs and windows. Look how they quickly fast forward to important sections of their videos, quickly getting bored and running through dozens of videos from other genres. Notice particularly that the act is automatic, just impulse. Remember, they aren't enjoying it, it's just they can't enjoy themselves without it. The next morning, when they wake up with a weakened will, lost energy, bleary eyes, and craving for more at the first sign of stress or responsibility, they'll wish they didn't give in. You know what this feels like. We've all been there. Porn users believe non-porn users feel deprived of the pleasure of porn because they do. It's not the non-user being deprived, but the poor addict. Of health, energy, money, confidence, courage, tranquility, freedom, and self-respect. You wouldn't envy a heroin addict. Your addiction won't get any better, each year it'll get exponentially worse. If you don't enjoy being a user today, you'll enjoy it even less tomorrow. There's nothing to miss out on, only more misery and guilt.